Today's program has been brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to heritageradionetwork.org.
We talk about food, we talk about music, with musical dudes, finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half of your host, Darren Bresnitz. Finger on the pulse, Greg Bresnitz is out across the country in Palm Springs. Shout out to him and Taylor and all the crew out there. That was just ex-cops, Brooklyn, Chinese chairs with a Z. The end of chairs. Coming up later in the show, they'll be playing live. And we're super excited about that. They'll be talking about the band and the and Donna, the restaurant in Williamsburg, and all other good things. And wearing shorts in the summer, button-up shirts, all those things. Fashion tips, how to keep it cool, right?
Definitely. Yeah, we're actually one half of X-Cops as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
and Leaf and Steeter today.
Okay. But first up, we have Jessica Luzzi, Director of Events over at Hotel Williamsburg.
Hello.
Jessica, welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Thanks. We're happy to be here.
What does a director of events do? That seems like one of those great catch-all titles.
It kind of is, actually. Funny you ask. Well, I handle everything from our programming, nightlife, music direction, and, yeah, like you said, basically everything that sort of happens in our PR and, like, media.
So, for those who don't know what the hotel's all about, can you give a little history on it and what it was, what it is now, and all those good things?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we took over the property in March. It was originally the Hotel Williamsburg.
And who's we?
King and Grove.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So King and Grove took over in March, and we started with our property in Montauk, which is Rushmeyer's.
Love it.
Yeah, we're excited about that place and all that's happening there.
Had some good dance parties out there.
Yeah, there's a good time happening there, that's for sure.
It's that, and I don't want to mention the competitor's name, but it's that and another spot, and there's only two spots out there in Montauk to really go to.
Yeah, we're all friends. So
we're all
you know
friends?
What?
Then
we're
I could say friends. Then I'll say Surf Lodge.
We love the Surf Lodge, okay. And that was it's a big part of what we've done and you know continue to do too.
It's just a matter of like which place you want to go to
pick
first.
Pick the time and what you're feeling like and just get out there. But yeah, it's a dance party for sure. So we started last summer with Rushmeyer's and now took it to Brooklyn and opened the property in March. We've been having small renovations happen a little at a time, and we opened with Memorial Day weekend with the pool and the roof deck. And so we've been, you know, getting a lot of good feedback and good people over there for some dance nights and fun things happening.
I mean, the opening was like wildfire. I mean, I was at a bar the Friday after Memorial Day, and it was all everyone's talking about. Have you been to the pool? Have you been to the pool?
Oh, it's amazing.
And especially with, how do I say it politely, all the problems with the McCarran pool.
Right,
it seems to me to be the only option to get into a pool.
It's the thing of it is that it's controlled, which we find really works in our favor. You book on Open Table 24 hours in advance and get yourself a spot. And we don't go over our capacity because we want those that actually take the time to get there to enjoy their space and be able to like utilize the pool and actually get in and enjoy and eat and drink. So it's really been it's about how you control it, and we're lucky that we can do that because we do have the whole hotel surrounding it.
Talking about eating and drinking there,
yes,
I have to say, and this is not a knock to you because you proved me wrong, but when I went there, I assumed the food was going to be meh, just because it's a really nice pool.
Right.
And you're sort of in Williamsburg, and you're like, all right, like it's going to be just your standard sandwich.
Sure.
And whatever, and you guys proved me so wrong.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to hear that. I feel like it's a big part of King and Grove is obviously the food and drink aspect of the hotel and the culture of what we're doing and everything kind of taking the time to do it right. So I'm happy to hear you say that.
So let's talk about, we'll go through the different types of meals you have. So for breakfast, very light, very nice.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a restaurant open yet. We're actually really excited that we're concepting the restaurant now, and it'll be announced come September. So
can you give us any?
You have to have me back.
Okay.
We'll make that announcement soon. But breakfast is like, you know, simple house-made granola, yogurt, and berries, that kind of thing with. We also do Balthazar pastries, so it's just keeping it light. It's complimentary, and people seem to enjoy it.
A lot of people enjoy it, and then lunch is really great too. And lunch is the poolside menu.
Yes,
starts around 11, if I remember correctly.
11 a.m. Yeah, we go till 9 p.m.
And I got a very Italian rustic,
yes,
sort of vibe from it. Talk to me about that.
So we brought in our chef Richard Corbo, who has a Italian background, and he came in the interim to help us out throughout the summer, and he has this great menu with this Italian influence. So we've got a fun chicken club panino, and
which I've ordered every time I've been there.
I seem to have it a lot too, yes. Actually. So it's delicious. And then we have, we have a dry aged burger and some crostinis, which are really nice if you want something light. We do ricotta and truffle crostinis and buffalo mozzarella with tomato and a fava bean salad on crostini. So there's a lot of light choices as well as like getting to a burger if you want it.
Yeah. I think everyone who's hanging out in what is, you know, glorified underwear can appreciate a light
menu. There's arugula. There's arugula on that menu.
And the grilled asparagus, which
and
again,
the grilled asparagus.
Something of a surprise.
You don't have to have the polenta fries, but you can if you want.
Let's talk about what's probably the most decadent menu item, and that's the fried rice balls, which everyone says, I don't think I should get them the time, and then someone somehow always sneaks an order in.
They'll end up at the table for sure. I know. You can't help it. It's the truffle, I feel like. You can't resist a good truffle sauce.
No, you cannot. what's your perfect meal by the pool?
I'm a beach girl. I grew up in New England on the beach, so for me, like, a beach day, a pool day is all about a burger and a good barbecue menu.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. And now, the other thing that I was also surprised about, and again, it's just, I think it's because I was so used to being in those type of experience where all the focus is just put on the fact that there's a pool, and then they go, well, they're going to have to eat, and we don't really have to put a lot of focus into it. Same with drinking, that you have decent cocktails as well.
Thank you.
Talk to me about the bar program. Who's behind that? What's going on there?
Well, we came together with Richard, the chef, and our food and beverage director, Chris Dorsey, who is part of a pretty well-known restaurant group, and he did the cocktail service at...
you want to shout them out?
Well, he works with a restaurant group that's pretty well-known and in Manhattan, and he helped us out with that. So we've got some really fun cocktails happening with our Bedford Daisy to our McCarran Sour, but everything's been really well thought out and delicious. So,
what's a McCarran Sour?
Our McCarran Sour is bourbon, yellow chartreuse, honey, and fresh lime juice.
I have to say that I really respect it being named after a place in the area and having bourbon as the base. I think that's a very appropriate nod.
Right, yeah.
I'm getting a lot of nods.
I have to say it's our most popular.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of nods in there.
And my personal favorite as well.
Yeah, a little honey, little bourbon never really hurt anybody.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
So, if I want to plan on getting to the pool and hanging out, getting food, getting drink, how far in advance should I reach out? What's the best way to go about that?
Well, you know, it's been so popular and we really want to keep it, keep that going and keep it fair for everyone. Mm-hmm. So you can't book less than 24 hours in advance. You have to get on OpenTable 24 hours before, get your spot, and then that's it. That's all you need to do. You show up and you're good to go.
I do love how it's open like that and it's not some door guy sizing you up and down.
No,
it's just,
that's not our thing at all. Really, we're so community driven and
oh, there's
really
families there.
Yeah. Oh no. I mean,
I've had a couple children like clinging onto me. I'm like, all right. Yeah.
We really wanted it to be something that the community and really took to and spent time there. Not just with families and friends and really just be a part of it.
Awesome. All right, we're gonna take a quick song break. Great. And then we're going to come back, and I want to talk about the music by the pool, because it's one of the best soundtracks. And then we'll talk about the rooftop and all the parties you got going on. All right, well, here, this is a song called Same Love, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, which I am just going to send a shout to KEXP, because I've been hearing the song in heavy rotation, and I just wanted to put it in the podcast for all time, so when I think about songs of this summer, this will be on there. This is on Snacky Tunes, Same Love. Here we go.
I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping, Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change. Even if I tried.
I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment, the same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Play, don't press pause. Progress march on with the veil over our eyes. We turn our back on the cause till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart, a world so hateful some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, my love.
Right, that was just Rhino McElmore, Same Love. We're all grooving here to
yeah,
that.
Such a
very
good song.
Scarface My Block summer song with that solo trumpet,
so
piano, standard chords. Anyway, we are in studio with Jessica Luzzi, director of events over at King and Grove. Now, is it King and Grove or is it Hotel Williamsburg?
It's King and Grove Williamsburg,
okay.
Yeah.
King and Grove Williamsburg.
It was previously Hotel Williamsburg.
Right. So my apologies for that.
No, it's fine.
And we were just talking in the break, and because of that song, about how much the pool and the music and the vibe over there embraces LA hotel culture.
It really does.
And it's great.
Yeah.
Because that's my favorite part of LA culture hangs.
Same for me. I mean, I was on the West Coast for about 5 years, so it's such a, it feels like being home almost for me. And being able to bring that vibe back to the East Coast.
Who designed the soundtrack for The Pool? Because it is everything from Fleetwood Mac to Sam Cooke to just everything.
Yeah, we really went around with touching on everything, but that was a collaborative effort for us, like on the marketing and events team.
It's amazing. What songs do you put in there?
There's a good amount of them.
Come on. You got it.
I heard Fleetwood Mac. I mean, maybe I'll raise my hand.
Okay, you're raising your hand. It's great. You can put Rumors on the whole time.
I know.
We'll just
absolutely hang
out by the pool, have a couple of Karen Sours. And so last week, there was a big article in the New York Times Style section about Wythe Avenue and the emergent scene. And it's crazy because I've lived on Wythe the last 3 or 4 years. Okay. And your hotel and Wythe Hotel are on my dog run.
Of course. Walk,
and I'd be like, when are these things actually going to open? And then they sort of open at the same time, and it was overnight.
Absolutely.
Talk about being part of that and how exciting it is.
It was so exciting, I have to tell you. I mean, we were thrilled just to see not only the sort of attention that Williamsburg is getting, you know, in the Times itself, but you know, the fact that we were a part of it was even that much more exciting for us. So we were thrilled, and it was such a big sort of big accomplishment for us. It felt really great.
And one of the most exciting things about having a rooftop and deck that you do is that you have a gorgeous view of Manhattan.
We do.
I feel like all the roof deck views in Manhattan, you go, great, I'm looking at New Jersey.
Right.
Fantastic.
Right.
But you guys have the skyline.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, it's fantastic. The sunset up there is one of my favorite parts of the day, I have to tell you. It's amazing.
You know, that was one of the things about the article, and I'm guilty of it too, but the sun sets and everybody's Instagram comes out.
You mind?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I have at least 2 or 3 Instagram sunset rooftop photos.
Yeah, I had to stop with that one for a little while.
Yeah, and you guys have been throwing some parties up there. I know Eddie Wang just did a party up there.
Yeah, he did. We had a great night with him. It was fun. We had a Mobb Deep do an impromptu performance, which was kind of amazing.
So insane.
Yeah, it was like Shook Ones singing from the bar, which was insane.
But you had all these, you know, Del Talde was there, Eddie Richter there, Danny from Mission Chinese, like, right. All these chefs.
It was amazing. And Eddie brought that to us, and we love working with him, and there's some things we're working on for the future together, which we're excited about.
Can you tease anything?
I'm just, you know, we'll check back real soon.
Okay.
But we've got some good stuff happening. And then we also have this Sunday party that we're doing with House of House with the... Bird Watchers Club. So actually this Sunday, come and join us. We'll be going from like 5 p.m.
Because Running to Paradise is one of the best house songs of all
amazing.
Time.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. Liv and Sayer are doing our every other Sunday for us on the roof deck.
All right. Sunday?
Yep.
Okay.
Bird Watchers Club, we're calling it.
Very good. And what if you wanted to do an event there? Can you just book, hang, pitch you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm open to listen to everyone's ideas and what they think would fit, and I love being involved with what other people find to be inspiring to them and what they think could work. So I'm open to hearing anything.
And you had a pool party this weekend.
We did. We have our fun pool series that we've been doing. It was our second series. We do a really fun barbecue from 12 to 3, and we do the chef made house made sausages and burgers and grilled corn, heirloom watermelon. It was really fun. And some good music. We had Jafet from TV on the Radio, the drummer, do a DJ set. Yeah, he's great. He's the best. We love having him. It was great. And then he had his rooftop thing happen afterwards as well. So we had a good day with him there.
Hanging out. Keeping it local.
Yeah.
So what's future? I know you can't tell me. I know that there's a restaurant we can't talk about. I know there are activities that we can't talk about.
Yeah.
But what can you talk about, and where can we look to see what's going on, and when you guys are making some announcements?
Well, we're definitely stick to our website and our Facebook. We're always updating what's happening weekly and events and invites. So all of that happens on our Facebook too. So you can always check there.
And what's the Facebook page?
It's K&G Williamsburg.
Easy.
Easy.
And so what's the rest of the summer look like for you guys?
Well, we have the rest of our pool series happening in August. Again, this House of House thing happening throughout the rest of the summer, a couple of other fun events happening. So check back, because there's a lot going on for the rest of the summer. We're gonna continue having fun till we can't anymore.
And I was gonna say, when does the pool close?
Well, you know, it's thing this weather is so tricky, so we're not putting a firm date on it. You know, we want to keep it going as long as we can. If the sun is shining, come out.
So October?
Yeah. I mean, think,
right? Yeah.
It's so tricky. I mean, you really don't know. It's
been warm this year.
It's been so warm. We want to keep it going as long as we can. We love it. We love having the neighborhood around. You know, whatever we can do, we'll keep it going.
Do like a polar bear dance party,
Then there's the polar bear club coming up. Fine, you got something out of me.
I guarantee you, if you did a polar bear disco party, you would have people there.
I think we're open to anything, like I said. So maybe we've just discovered the next event.
All right, we'll talk about that. Well, thank you so much for coming
on. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm going to hang out.
With X Cops coming up next. And what's... Again, let's just do all the Twitter, nuts and bolts, Facebook, website.
So we're King and Grove Williamsburg. You can like us on Facebook and follow us at KNG Williamsburg and see what we have going on. And then you can always pop in and see us. We're open and happy to have the neighborhood around us.
And a shout out to Jonas, best pool door guy.
We love Jonas. Yes, he's the best.
He knows how to work a pool.
That guy is
just unflappable.
I love that. Yeah, it's fantastic.
And he got a shout out too in the Times article.
He sure did.
Not name checked.
But
shout it out.
Yeah, he's our man with the scraggly hair walking around.
He's good. All right, well, we're gonna take a quick inner musical break. Shout out to the I Am Sound Records people and House of Vans. We had an awesome time DJing with you guys on Saturday night. It got a little crazy. So this one's He Gets Me High by the Dum Dum Girls, and then another track from We Were Promised, Jetpacks, because These Four Walls has been on repeat all week. Here on Snacky Tunes, X Cops coming up live. We'll be chatting on pizza during the break. Here we go.
I think I died this time. stop for bullet holes and stab wounds in my side. I think I'm solving crime. I got a couple of clues and a hunch of swells like a fool for time. Ain't time for us, ain't time for not us. Can't even think for words, you know I'm far too shameful. I think I've lost my mind. I got some figures and facts and other clues to help follow your tracks. I think I've lost my legs. Knowing me, the sin at the bottom of a deep blue sea. Make time for us, make time for not us. I can't even think for words, you know I'm far too shameful.
Man, I know. I feel that's right up there with Japandroids of albums that make me feel like I'm 16 all over again. We were promised Jetpacks. So awesome. Definitely rounding out a summer of total jammage, if you will. We are very excited to have X-Cops in the house, or one half of X-Cops in the house. Why don't we do the around the horn, say who you are, what you play, what you do.
I'm a Brian.
What's your sign?
Brian, I'm a Capricorn.
Nice.
I play guitar and sing in the band.
I'm Leaf. I play bass, and I'm a Cancer.
Ooh. Do you two get along? I don't know if those signs match up.
We do get along. Yeah, and we've got along for years, actually.
Yeah,
because I feel like being in a band with someone is one step sexually removed from dating them.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
I mean, definitely breakups in bands are actually worse than romantic relationships.
Way, way worse.
I would say male friend breakups are the worst type of breakups.
But the makeup jams are the best.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you guys got back together and didn't even do a makeup jam? Tell me about X-Cops. What's the story?
It's a project that's about a year and a half, maybe 2 years tops old. Me and my friend Dan Shapiro started to do some demos in a small room in Bushwick. Really dismal area right near the Woodhull Hospital.
Oh, that area is
just the worst. Just the worst. So all we did was just kind of hole up and record these demos. And it started from a hobby. It didn't become like a thing. And got a band together. And soon it turned into a five-piece thing that was doing an album and was recording on a record label.
And who are the other members that are here? Shout them out.
Amelie Brune. She sings with me. She's going to start playing keyboard soon.
Is she going to get that affected keyboard singer girl band look thing going on?
She hasn't.
I think that's already done.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure. That's a prerequisite.
That's in the bag, yeah.
Okay.
Very Stereo Lab. And then Kai Kennedy on guitar.
Okay.
Sam Barry on drums.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's a really cool lineup. Like those guys have all essentially been the band of ex-cops since the very beginning.
And the whole band has known each other for about 8 years to 3 years.
Do you find that friendship adds to the tightness of the band?
Yeah, definitely, completely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You guys can just go out and have beers and play and it doesn't feel like even work?
Well, I think there's just a rapport between everybody that is, I don't know, conducive to being able to, play a show together and look over and you're having fun, you know?
We definitely had guys who were not old friends in the band, just kind of not the same. Mm.
Do you find that it's the reference points are not there or something like that for music and other things and other cultural influences?
I think there's also like an implicit trust, you know? Like you're standing on stage with somebody, you want to know that they have your back. I think if they're a friend of yours, then you feel that more than if they're not, you know?
Yeah. So you guys have been around for a year and a half, and what are the shows like? You know, what do you guys got?
We just played a pretty sick show at the Seaport last week.
Saw the photos, looking good.
Yeah.
Great venue.
Night before it burnt down, almost.
I was there for the fire.
Yeah.
Were you really?
It was.
It looked a lot more terrifying than I read about.
It was the biggest fire I've seen of something that wasn't supposed to be on fire.
Whoa. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. The best, and we talked about this last week, was the first response is actually a guy on a jet ski who's doing donuts, trying to get water up on the thing. But the fact that it was wood, you know, all of a sudden you start seeing these flames shooting out from underneath. It's not just above, the whole thing. Really it crazy. Was crazy.
Yeah. And a Dippin' Dots right in the middle of it.
I think, isn't that what caught on fire? Wasn't it the machine?
That was the rumor, but I think it was some wire, but I like it better that way.
Yeah.
Dippin' Dots caught on fire.
So you were playing the amazing long-standing Seaport Festival.
Great to play a big stage with actual good sound guys.
They're the best. Those guys have been doing it for years.
Super nice guys.
Maybe the best sounding stage we'd ever been on.
Yeah, they're incredible.
And what could someone expect from a live ex-cop show?
I guess we try to sound like the record, but it comes out sounding a bit more, I hate the word, bandy. I guess because most of our recordings are kind of lo-fi.
They're all. I think not to toot our own horn, but I think that everybody's a serious player. So there's a real dynamic on stage that I think is also captured on the record. But there's some bands that you see live and you could just as easily sit at home with the album.
Of course.
Yeah, I think that's not true.
Which was definitely our first few shows.
Yeah, totally.
Really kind of bad. But we gotten to that point where it's pretty solid now.
All right, well, let's hear it. Let's hear how solid it is. Mm. Put you right on the spot. Here we go. Ex-Cops live on Snacky Tunes. What's the first song?
This is called Separated. It's on the new album that's coming out pretty soon.
I'm not afraid to die. stupid love all my time.
We mean by a bad band sometimes.
No, that's not great. That's a little I thought you were letting me take a solo. I was
yeah,
like, oh, cool.
Yeah. Word.
Thanks, dude.
Awesome. So, to put a pause on the band for a second, let's talk a little bit about Donna.
Yeah.
And the restaurant that happens that you're part of, your owner.
Yeah.
And tell us all about it.
Well, I've been bartending for several years. Basically to pay the bills while I was pursuing music. And it got to a point in time where I decided I didn't want to do it for other people. And I had come up with a concept that I thought was strong enough to pursue on my own. And I found a space that I totally fell in love with in an area that I thought needed something like that.
And that, what area is that?
South Williamsburg.
Okay. What's the address?
It's 27 Broadway.
Okay.
Right at the corner of Dunham Place, which is like one of the smallest streets in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I was bartending at Marlow and Sons, which is right down the street there on
Love
Broadway.
That place.
Yeah, which is an amazing place.
Institution, if you will.
Definitely, definitely. And pioneers on the south side. And I would get off of work and there was nowhere to get a good drink or a bite to eat.
Wasn't at the place you just worked at.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and plus they close at like, you know, 12:30.
Right.
It's a restaurant. It's not a bar. It doesn't go late night. And then the bars that were available to me in the community, I thought to an extent there's a snobbishness that comes with the classic cocktail thing that I think is I don't know. I think it's kind of played out, you know. And I think if you walk up to a bar, you should be able to get a beer and a shot, especially in Brooklyn, you know. And yeah. Or a well-made Manhattan, and that's what wanted to pursue.
It's the high low and the low brow.
Exactly. Yeah, but both, not middle brow. Like it's both high and low.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the middling is where the bad stuff
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so Jessica Wilson used to be at Prune of Ochi.
That's correct.
She's your chef.
That's right. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm eating pizza. It's too delicious. So, if I remember correctly, you had a dream about Donna, right?
I did. Yeah, I was originally going to name it something else, and then that name got stolen by another business.
What was it?
Pilgrims. I was going to name it Pilgrims.
Oh, yeah.
And then that surf shop opened up on Wythe and North Third, and back to the drawing board. And then I had this...
Back to the surfboard.
Yeah, totally. I had this dream that I was walking down the street towards the bar and Donna was on the sign outside of it, and then I walked inside and I woke up and I felt really happy about that and I didn't know why. And then I started that week. I had a couple of like weird there's like weird synchronicity with it. So I was like I rewatched La Bamba and the song Oh Donna came on and I was like, huh,
too many signs.
and then I was talking to some guy and I was saying I think I want to call it Donna. And he's like, oh, that's really cool. And I was like, why is that cool? He's like, because Donna means woman in Italian. And I was like, that's the
name.
Yeah.
But it's not Italian food, though, is
it? No, it's not. No, it's Central American cuisine.
Right. We're going to talk about one quick dish and we'll get back to the song. Yeah. Pig Face Terrine?
Yeah.
Go on.
So Pig Face Terrine is actually akin to what people refer to like as head cheese.
Right.
But it's a less gelatinous version of that. So we actually do get whole heads of pig in-house. Brine them and then cook the meat down and then create terrines, you know, which is the shape of it's a pate. It's basically like a rough pate, and the flavor is incredible. And generally with, you know, those who are meat eaters and enjoy, you know, that off cuts of meat, you're going to find a lot of flavor in the exteriors, the extremities of animals. So face and feet and tails tend to have the most concentrated flavors of those animals, like, you know, oxtail, pig's feet, and that kind of stuff.
Love it. Good bar bites.
Yeah, great bar food, you know.
All right. Well, let's rip another song.
Yeah,
let's do it. What do we got? You all set with the power cord or the cord?
I think it should be cool. I just won't move an inch at all.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is You want to do The Millionaire?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
all right, here we go. X Cops Live. The mythical sound effect. So what do you guys got coming up? I know you got the album, right?
Album, September 25th. A show at Mercury Lounge on July 26th.
This Thursday.
Yeah, with Eternal Summers. They're a great band. And hopefully touring pretty soon.
Amazing. Where are you going to go on tour? Or where do you want to go on tour?
Where I want to go on tour? Well, hopefully Japan. I'd love to tour France. Just go to France.
Go to France?
Yep.
What do you guys, being friends and all that into food, what's your eating plan on the road?
It's a tough thing. Like, we actually talked about that. It's hard to eat well on the road.
Well, in the States.
In the States, yeah.
It's brutal.
It's good in the wintertime because you can get a cooler.
Yeah.
And everything kind of stays. But in the summertime, it's like, unfortunately, there's some subway trips.
The irony of it is that when you're touring in the middle of America, you'll be in smack dab in the middle of a farm, and the only food you have access to is like a truck stop or a McDonald's.
I know.
And you're like, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, it's broken. This whole thing is broken.
Where do you guys source your food for Donna?
We get all of our meats from Hudson Valley Small Farm Meats upstate, and then the produce comes from local farmers that Jessica has relationships with and has had relationships with for a long time. We're doing like all of our in-house like pickling of vegetables and all those kind of things. She's awesome with veggies.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's always the...
There should be a blog, right? About like touring bands and places to eat.
Oh, totally.
You know, I would say that we've interviewed quite a few bands, and I don't know how to say this. Unfortunately, it's almost always the same answer.
Which is,
nah.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's horrible.
It's you know, I know that there is like a network, and I know that like vegetarians and vegans have a really good insider's tip and things like that of where to eat. But for the most part, in America, I have yet to be blown away by some story that wasn't either this promoter whose house we're staying at, but nobody's like, oh, it's I mean, you know, if you're there for enough time, you can go to different places. Like, obviously, if you came to play in New York, and you had enough time, Lower East Side, Brooklyn, no matter what, yeah. you know, if playing Music Hall Williamsburg, just dip on down to Donna's, right?
Yeah, totally.
But for the most part, it's just sort of crap.
Yeah, I mean, on the road, like, you're going to have to just eat, like, bagels and stuff yeah. like that. But, I mean, like, hopefully if you get to a town, there's usually a place you can find that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. You know, sometimes you get lucky. You get, like, Lawrence, Kansas has amazing food for whatever reason. They have a really cool, well, I guess really? There's a college. Yeah, huh. yeah, like.
University of Kentucky, isn't it, right?
That's right.
The Jayhawks.
And they were, you know, I think that's what it comes down to, there being a pocket of people who are interested in good food, for there to be
yeah.
outlets for it.
I mean, that's the one benefit of playing in Europe, or one of the bigger benefits, that the venue usually has a meal for you mm-hmm. or the promoter. It's really much more mixed in.
Yeah, and it's New York. I mean, within
yeah.
you know, within a few blocks, you're going to find something.
You're going to find something. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's better than getting Punjabi
totally.
Before?
Totally.
Well, maybe not right well, before you play.
I would say before.
Maybe after you yeah. play, then you go get Punjabi yeah, yeah. Because it's pretty heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what do you guys got coming up for the restaurant the rest of summer? I know you guys started doing brunch.
Yeah, we started doing brunch. We just did our first weekend of brunch, which was really awesome. The space itself, you know, has this kind of Spanish colonial vibe and a lot of like white walls. And so opening the space to people in the daytime was really fun for us, and Jessica's menu is really, really impressive. She's pulled out a couple of items that I thought were really creative and interesting, like an oxtail sloppy joe, which is incredible.
I want that right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's really good. And then you know, like baked eggs and other kind of like standards. We're doing like a pre-fee, $18 gets you couple of poached eggs, some Papa's Bravas, which is our version of like a roasted potato.
Love them.
Yeah.
I would say one of the best tapas dish out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we do ours a little bit differently. They're all actually whole baby potatoes that are then smashed on the plancha.
Yeah.
And seasoned. And then you get a side, you know, there's like a series of sides. And
I'm assuming a drink is in there somewhere.
You get coffee or tea and then a Bloody Mary. Which
How's
is
your Bloody Mary?
Incredible.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally incredible.
All right, let's take me through that, then we'll rip out one last song.
We got, you know, I mean, it has the all the usual suspects of like Worcestershire and, you know, tomato juice. But then we have fresh pressed ginger inside of it. At more lime juice than you would see in a traditional recipe, and then ancho chili smashed into it. So it's which gives you actually a little bit of sweetness and spice.
Yeah, it's a little bit of smokiness. I would imagine
exactly.
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You still have the shot and the meat thing.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing.
The beef and bourbon shot, which is it's basically crazy. We took the beef and bourbon cocktail and deconstructed it, so you get like a cube of seared beef, a shot of whiskey, and then a consomme on the side. And
it's very manly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you automatically grow a couple hairs on your chest.
Yeah. Actually, automatic beard.
Automatic beard. That's when you know you're going out on a Saturday night, you need to get that beard up to
totally
to full
up
form,
to snuff. Just in case. Yeah.
All right, well, why don't you give us the nuts and bolts of X-Cops and Donna? Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff.
On Twitter, I'm pretty sure it's just X-Cops with the no space. Yeah, and Facebook, I'm pretty sure, is the same. And xcopsband.com is a website, but we really are more active on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Donna is donnabklyn.com. And same thing, Facebook and Twitter. Just find us at donnabklyn. That's the handle for both.
Amazing. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jessica, thank you so much as well. And stay tuned. We'll be back next week in full force. With I have no idea because I don't have the schedule in front of me. Shout out to Roberta. Shout out to Heritage. Looking forward to the Roberta's Tiki Disco dance party this week, which is going to be.
Yeah.
It's noon to midnight. I'm not going to be there for the whole time.
Rockaway?
No, here.
Oh.
They do their block party out on Moore Street.
Nice. Oh, cool.
Whew. I'm already tired.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can do that. And then the House of House Bird Watchers on Sunday at. KNG Williamsburg, if you will. What's the last song you gonna take us out with?
You are a lion, I am a lamb.
Awesome. Well, here we go. X-Cops, Live with Snacky Tunes. We will see you next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.